Despite the great impact of institutionalized racism on the Asian American community, let's not forget that besides this form of racism, Asian Americans are also faced with racism in their daily lives, both as individuals and as members of a certain ethnic or racial group. Benjamin Weber and Christian Hartmann have collected a few examples of racist and other discriminatory slurs against Asian Americans and others who are different. They will also explain how the Asian American community reacted to these verbal attacks.
We have picked two examples of recent racism. The first incident we would like to mention is the so-called Ching Chong incident by Rosie O'Donnell in her daily show, The View. Well, on December 5th, 2006, Rosie O'Donnell made a comment in regard to the drunk appearance of Don DeVito in her show, The View. She stated that she was very astonished by the reactions and claimed that people all over the world were talking about Danny DeVito, even as far away as in China.
The fact is that it's news all over the world. Yes. So, you know, you can imagine in China, it's like, Ching Chong, Ching Chong, Ching Chong, Danny DeVito, Ching Chong, 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 drunk, The View, Ching Chong.
By her remark. Many Asians and Asian Americans all over the world felt offended by her. Thank God there were several people who did something. For example, Bo Xia, an Asian American slam poet, with a video entitled An Open Letter to All the Rosie O'Donnells, featured on YouTube, and the Asian American rapper Jin, who wrote a track about his feelings called You're Fired.
Fuck Rosie.
Nah, huh? ABCJin.com.
Fuck Rosie.
Happy Chinese New Year's, y'all. Let's go.
Ate up all the damn pizza. Which Burger King you go to? Nah. Just to fill up your belly. Funny. No need to prove you're heavy.
Why waste time to state the obvious? Your audience is obviously just as idiotic. You imposter of a comic. I never seen a view. Don't wanna see it if it's true. That it's you that most likely has a penis in the crew. You non-joke telling, shaped like a middle linebacker. Special guest on the season finale of Fear Factor. But you gotta do more than eat a roach. Wanna win 50,000? Stick your tongue down a throat. No thanks. I turned down an offer cause it's wrong. Honestly, I'd rather see Barbara Walters in a thong. Don't get it twisted. I ain't shallow hell with these misses. But she couldn't turn the light on if you showed her where the switch is.
Ate up all the damn pizza. Which Burger King you go to? Just to fill up your belly. Funny. No need to prove you're heavy.
If I were running The View, I'd fire Rosie. I mean, I'd look her right in that fat, ugly face of hers. I'd say, Rosie, you're fired.
Ate up all the damn pizza. Which Burger King you go to? Just to fill up your belly. Funny. No need to prove you're heavy.
Your apology was not sincere. What if I went on TV, caught you a cracker and said, sorry, my dear. I would get banned so fast from every station. Have your lawyer on my ass with no hesitation. But that's not how I rock. You can save the manpower. Only time I say crackers is for my clam chowder. I'm far from sensitive, anti-censorship. But you can't talk slick and expect that I'ma let you live. I got fans to please. Might as well plant the seeds. You can't believe. Watch how I freak it in Cantonese.
They gon' say, go, I'm going, Tony and Lake Gong. Hi, my leg. You got bay or high gum, churn the quai gum song. I'm silent, ho mong. My teacher, DK, ho wan gang. I'm the coming, truly, no, so churn, so they gon' shoot out bang. Let me go, call it, don't want to late and high duck or cut. Duck or cut. Quai mong, they sounds like mostly fat. Ate up all the damn pizza. Which Burger King you go to? Just to fill up your belly. Funny. No need to prove you're heavy.
Rosie O'Donnell's disgusting. I mean, both inside and out. You take a look at her, she's a slob. We're all a little chubby, but Rosie's just worse than most of us. But it's not the chubbiness. Rosie is a very unattractive person, both inside and out. Rosie's a person that's very lucky to have her girlfriend. And she better be careful or I'll send one of my friends over to pick up her girlfriend. Rosie is a loser.
Not politically correct, but I think that it was just the younger generation talking. Well, she apologized. At first, her response via her publicist was, she's a comedian in addition to being a talk show co-host. I certainly hope that one day they will be all able to grasp her humor. You could tell that she did it because she had to and not because she wanted to. But finally, she apologized a second time in February this year, about 2 months after a faux pas.
The second one, Tim Hardaway's homophobic controversy. On February 14, 2007, Hardaway made a series of homophobic remarks. During an interview on Dan Lebatard's radio show on Miami's 790, The Ticket, concerning the recent coming out of retired basketball player John Amechi, Hardaway was asked by Lebatard how he would deal with a gay teammate. Hardaway said he wouldn't want him on his team. He added that he would shun a gay teammate and wouldn't want him in his locker room. In response to a question from Libertad, Hardaway said that he might request that he or the game team player be traded to another team. When Libertad asked Hardaway if he realized that these remarks were homophobic and bigoted, Hardaway responded,
"I don't like gay people. I don't like to be around gay people. I don't, you know, I'm homophobic. I don't like it. It shouldn't be in the world for that or in the United States for it. So yeah, I don't like it."
Later that day, Hardaway stood by his views in an interview with Miami's CBS station WFOR-TV. Later in the day, Hardaway apologized for the remarks during a telephone interview with Fox affiliate WSVN in Miami. "I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said I hate gay people or anything like that." He further apologized on February 15th in a statement released by his agent. On February 15th, the NBA responded to Hardaway's comments by removing him from all his All-Star weekend activities later that week. Commissioner David Stern released a statement saying that it is inappropriate for his and to be representing us given the disparity between his views and ours. Hardaway's employer, Trinity Sports, owner of the Anderson-based CBA Indiana LA Cats, dismissed him from his position as chief basketball operation advisor, and the CBA issued a statement distancing itself from Hardaway's remarks.